Listening test.
Directions. In this section of the test, you will have an opportunity to demonstrate your ability to understand conversations and talks in English. Answer all the questions on the basis of what is stated or implied by the speakers in the recording. There will be time for you to read the instructions and you will have a chance to check your work. The recording will be played once only, time allowance, about
40
minutes, including 5 minutes to transfer your answers to your answer sheet. Part 1. Questions 1 to 8. Directions. In this part, you will hear 8 short announcements or instructions. There is one question for each announcement or instruction. For each question, choose the right answer. A, B, C, or D. Then, on the answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer that you have chosen. Now, let's begin with the first question. First, you'll have some time to read the questions 1 to 8.
One.
Hello, this is Katie Burke calling from Kochco Internet Services. Mr. Clifford, the reason I'm calling is we haven't received your payment for the installation of the modem and cable. We need your payment in order to activate your service. Please contact us at 1-800-222-4503 between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you at your earliest convenience.
Two.
I am pleased to announce the grand opening of Atlas Steels Corporation here in Hamilton. As Director of Operations, I can only try to express how proud I am. We will open the plant doors in early July, and we'll look at hiring an additional 100 staff members. And then closer to the end of the year, we will most likely bring on another 75 people. We've expanded quite a bit since our first production facility in Milton, to our present-day plants in Portland, Rochester, St. Louis, and now here in Hamilton. We are looking forward to joining the community.
Three.
Miss Damon, this is Peter Bedford calling from the Air Italia Airlines Security Desk. I am happy to inform you that we have located your baggage from flight AI-893. We will be delivering it to the Nardizzi Hotel. I believe this is your location while you're staying in Rome. The delivery should arrive this afternoon before 4 p.m. Should you have any questions, please contact me at 1-888-567-4FLY. We sincerely apologize for any inconvenience this may have caused you, and thank you once again for your continued patronage.
Four.
Welcome to Pelle Morrison. My name is Cameron, and I will be serving you this afternoon. We have 2 special dishes prepared by our chef this lunch. I would highly recommend both the sun-dried tomato and feta-stuffed chicken, or the wild rice-stuffed bell peppers. Both items are priced at $17 and are served with a cup of soup and a side salad. Our pastry chef has also added an item to the dessert menu. It's a lavender-infused mousse cake served with chilled whipped cream for $8. Would you like something to drink while you are making your decisions?
Five.
The township of Lincoln would like to inform its citizens of the upcoming city closures due to festival events. Starting Friday, November 9th, St. Paul Street will be closed due to the annual city parade. Pedestrian traffic only will be permitted between Church Street and Jarvis Avenue. Priority access will be given to families with small children who wish to attend the event. The streets are expected to reopen Monday, November 12th. We sincerely apologize for the inconvenience. However, we do hope that all of the residents of Lincoln will join in the festivities to help make the annual event a success. If you have any questions about other planned events, please contact the city's Tourism Authority at 239-3497.
Six.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our third annual Business Awards Luncheon. We will begin with opening comments from last year's Business Person of the Year, after which we will enjoy a buffet-style lunch. Please remember that tickets are still available for next month's charity ballroom dance event entitled Under the Sea, which you can purchase at the reception desk. Shortly after lunch, we will be acknowledging this year's award winners. Please sit back and enjoy.
Seven.
Good afternoon. I'm calling to leave a message for Lyle Peters in the laboratory. Hi, Lyle. This is Dr. Gina Weston from Northtown Medical Associates. One of my patients, Kelly Sanders, had some blood tests done a couple of weeks ago at your hospital. It has been 10 days and I'm still waiting for the results. Could you please get back to me at your earliest convenience to let me know when I can expect to receive her file? I can be reached at 892-6680. Thank you and have a nice day.
Eight.
This is the final destination of our tour today. You'll notice that this room is unique in comparison to the other rooms we've looked at today. This is the master bedroom, and despite the fact that it was decorated over the same period, it looks much more modern. The other bedrooms are a more traditional Renaissance style. However, completion of this room did take longer than the others due to tight finances in the Great Depression. Work was stopped for over 2 years until Mr. Jenkins' business flourished once more. Before you leave the building, let's stop in the gift shop, where replicas of the Jenkins' many treasures are sold.
That is the end of part one. Move on to part two.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two. You will hear three different conversations. In each conversation, there are four questions. For each question, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D. You will hear the conversations only once. Now open your question paper and look at the conversation one. You now have 25 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Dave, I'm going to the supermarket to pick up food and drink for Saturday's picnic later. Any suggestions?
Well, everyone's been talking about having a barbecue down by the river, so why don't you pick up some hamburger and hot dogs?
Okay, but how much hamburger meat are we going to need? And hot dogs, too?
I don't know. How about 3 pounds of hamburger and a couple packages of hot dogs?
Oh, that's not going to be enough. Do you remember the last picnic we went on? Mm. Your roommate Jim ate about 10 hamburgers by himself.
You're right. Let's see. I better write this down. About 9 pounds of hamburger meat and 7 packages of hot dogs.
And you better pick up some chicken for those who don't like hamburger or hot dogs.
Okay, how about 5 or 6 bags of potato chips?
Better make that 8 or so.
All right. Oh, and we're going to need some hamburger and hot dog buns. How about 5 packages apiece? I think that sounds about right.
Yeah, you better pick up some mustard, ketchup, and mayonnaise, too.
Okay, what else? We're going to need some soft drinks. How about 10 of those big 2-liter bottles?
Sounds fine, but be sure to buy a variety of drinks.
Okay, and what about dessert?
Well, maybe we could ask Kathy to make a few cherry pies like she did last time.
Well, I wouldn't mind that, but you know she's been very busy working 2 jobs, so I'd hate to ask her. Hey, why don't you whip up some of your oatmeal cookies?
Well...
Hey, you could even ask, what's her name? Yeah, the new girl, Susan, the one that moved across the street.
Well,
I bet she'd be willing to help you.
I don't know.
She's a real knockout.
Nah, I don't think I could ask her. I don't know her phone number. Plus...
Hey, you don't need to. She's at the door.
What do you mean?
Well, I thought you two would hit it off, so I called her up saying I was you, and I invited her over to watch a movie.
You did what?
Wait.
Now open your questions paper and look at conversation 2. You now have 25 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Can I go outside to play?
Well, did you get your Saturday's work done?
Aw, Dad, do I have to?
Well, you know the rules. No playing until the work is done.
So what is my work?
Well, first you have to clean the bathroom, including the toilet. And don't forget to scrub the bathtub.
No, I want to do the family room.
Well, okay, but you have to vacuum the family room and the hall, and be sure to dust everything. Oh, and don't forget to wipe the walls and clean the baseboards.
Okay.
And after that...
Oh, no.
Next, sweep and mop the kitchen floor, and be sure to polish the table in the living room.
Okay.
And make your bed and pick up all your toys and put them away. And...
More?
Yeah. And then, how about going out for lunch and getting a big milkshake? But, yeah, you probably don't want to do that.
No, I want to.
Okay, while you're doing your work, I'll be out in the yard raking leaves and pulling weeds.
Now open your questions paper and look at conversation 3. You now have 25 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Okay, everyone. I want to review the first 2 days of our travel itinerary for the trip. Okay, yeah, please take out the paper that I handed out earlier. Okay. First of all, we have been very fortunate to have been able to purchase discount tickets to cover most of the transportation costs and scheduling activities. And I want to also thank the group of parents who worked very hard in order to raise funding through different businesses in the community. I really appreciate that. Let's see. Okay, everyone should meet at the airport at 6 a.m. This will give you time to check in and get through security. Our plane departs at 9. Our plane arrives in New York at 3 p.m. and we will take a bus from the airport to the hotel. We've been able to get great rates on this hotel because we're staying on a weekday instead of the weekend. In the morning, for any of you who like to get exercise, we will be meeting in the lobby around 6 a.m. to go jogging around Central Park for about 45 minutes. And we'll get back to the hotel about the time when the restaurant opens, so you'll have enough time to grab a quick breakfast before we leave the hotel at 8. We'll be taking a ferry ride to Ellis Island and then to Liberty Island to visit the Statue of Liberty. I mean, this is something that you really can't miss. And later, we will go to Times Square, where you can have lunch on your own for about an hour from about 1 to 2. Later in the afternoon, you have the choice of visiting the Empire State Building or the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Either one of these are great. And we have some great group discounts. We will meet back at the hotel at 6 p.m. and we'll have dinner at a very nice Italian restaurant downtown. And then we'll catch an exciting Broadway musical around 8:30 p.m. Any questions?
That is the end of part 2.
Part 3. Now questions 21 to 35. In this part, you will hear three talks, lectures or conversations. The talks, lectures or conversations will not be repeated. There are five questions for each talk, lecture or conversation. For each question, choose the right answer. A, B, C or D. Questions 21 to 25 refer to the following professor's lecture. First, take some time to read the questions 21 to 25.
Hi there. I was looking for information about becoming a political science major.
Sure. We have some brochures right here.
Thanks, but could I ask you a few questions?
No problem. Fire away.
Are there many requirements for political science?
Not really. Just you must take political science 1 and 2, a general history class, and a writing seminar.
I thought you had to take economics, too.
Not for the general political science program. But there are a couple of specialized programs that have additional requirements.
Oh, really? What are they?
Well, there is the International Relations program. It is more interdisciplinary, so it requires economics and a second history credit. The two history credits have to be in different regions. There is also the Honors Political Science program. To get into that, you need to take the same economics class as the International Relations program and a special political science seminar. And you need to maintain over a B average in all those required courses.
Wow, that sounds difficult.
Yeah, not many people are qualified for the honors program. That's why it's considered more prestigious, I guess.
Is that all?
No. You also have to complete this form listing all the political science and related credits you have already taken or plan to take, and get the department chair to sign off on it.
Ugh, this is really a lot of work.
Yeah, but everyone has to do it. It's not different from any other majors. The department wants to know that you've thought about your major carefully and thoroughly, and that all the students are being realistic in their expectations.
Questions 26 to 30 refer to the following conversation. First, take some time to read the questions 26 to 30.
Hey, Clara. Got a minute?
Oh, hi, Will. Sure, I've got plenty of time. What's the matter?
Did you see the poster saying that our debate club meeting tonight had been moved?
Oh, yes. You didn't get the email?
My computer hasn't been working these few days, so I can't get access to my mailbox. Anyway, why has it been moved?
That whole wing of the Student Union building is getting repainted today, so it's off limits until the paint dries, vented properly, and the workers clean everything up.
It's about time. The club offices in the student building have been looking run down for quite a while now. A new paint job would do them a world of good.
And the rooms are going to be repainted in a lighter color, too. That old paint was too dark and depressing.
A lighter color would help everything look bigger, too. Our debate club could use that.
Yeah, but we need more than just light paint. We've grown too big for that little room. We really need to move into a bigger place.
Any chance of that happening?
Not that I know of. Except for tonight, that is. Just for this once. We'll be meeting downstairs in Turner Auditorium.
That place is huge. Way too big for us.
I know, but it was the only place available tonight. And it was either there or else cancel the meeting altogether.
I guess it's better than canceling. Although, to be honest, I could use another week to prepare for my speech. I've been really busy with my classes lately.
Questions 31 to 35 refer to the following professor's lecture. First, take some time to read the questions 31 to 35.
Science fiction is very popular these days, in books, in movies, and on TV. Unfortunately, popular science fiction is often a lot more fiction and not so much science. One of the most common problems is science fiction's fascination with faster-than-light travel. We know that is impossible, as it violates Einstein's basic theory of space and time. But on Star Trek and other science fiction shows, spaceships jump from star to star and galaxy to galaxy like you or I might want to drive to another city. In truth, the closest star to Earth, Proxima Centauri, is over 3 light-years away. That means traveling at the speed of light, the fastest speed anyone theoretically could travel. It would take 3 years to make it to our nearest neighbor. Other stars and galaxies are routinely thousands and millions of light-years away, making intergalactic travel an impossibility. Even if we grant that such space travel somehow was possible, there is no shortage of other errors in popular science fiction. In Star Wars and other films, spaceships swoop across the screen with their engines emitting a great roar. However, since space is a void, sound waves cannot travel. There is no sound in space. It is utterly silent. Gravity is another mystery in these films. Gravity depends mostly on mass. Spaceships are tiny compared to the mass of Earth. In space, there should be practically no gravity. And yet people in science fiction routinely walk around on their spaceships in space as comfortably as they would on Earth. That said, there have been a few scarce films that bothered to portray the science of spaceflight somewhat realistically. In 2001, A Space Odyssey, the ship must rotate to create artificial gravity. Outside the spaceship, there is total silence, and the voyage from Earth to Jupiter takes many months. But such films are the exception, not the rule. While science fiction may be enjoyable, you should look elsewhere to learn about science.
This is the end of the listening paper. Now, you have 5 minutes to transfer your answers to your answer sheet.